11th parak of Shabbos Mishnah Vov. This is a general halacha in respect to a person who does a halacha unintentionally to show you on Shabbos, he has to bring a korban chatas. Our Mishnah is going to teach us the rule that the time halacha has to be the shogeg. If part of it was the mezid, part of it was shogeg, he's not bringing a korban chatas. He threw something into a shit around, not realizing it's Shabbos, and then after he threw it, he realized it was Shabbos. So it basically comes out that at the time it landed, he was mazed. So since it was not fully the shayeg, he doesn't bring a korban. Kol ta'acher, somebody else caught it, or kol ta'kelev, it's all caught it, or shenitzifo got burnt, he's also potter. Over here, he's potter for a different reason, because he didn't do the entire malacha. Somebody else caught it, or another reason why he would be part in this situation is even if he didn't tie him aloha, it fell into somebody's hand or into the door, but his intention was not that it would fall into the hand, his intention that it would fall on the floor. So when his gaimim achshavta, his intent did not come about. In order to be chayiv on a melech Shabbos, it's only if you did the act that you intended to do. So that's the chabura. If he threw an arrow or a knife or whatever to wound veins, other than the behemoth, whether to wound a person or an animal, which is a malacha of shayichet, drawing blood from a live thing is total of shayichet. The nizkir atchelo yinatz chabura, before it hits that person or the animal, he reminded himself and he realized that he didn't iser. He's also pasur because since at the time the malacha was done, he was not the shayichet, he does not bring a korban. Obviously, he's also to do it, but he doesn't bring a korban. Zerklam, this is a general rule, kol chayov yichatas. Anyone who has to bring a korban chatas and chayyim asher tikkulot b'seifim b'shkoga has to be the beginning of the act and the end of the act b'shogeg. Tikkulot b'shkoga b'seifim b'zodim, tikkulot b'zodim b'seifim b'shkoga b'turin, asher tikkulot b'seifim b'shkoga. If any element of the malacha, either the beginning or the end, was done with his knowledge, even though he forgot in the beginning and the end, he will not bring a korban unless the entire time he did the malacha, he did it unintentionally.